I'm Zach East, and this is The Daily Dish for Friday. Harvey Weinstein has been accused of rape once again. This time, an unidentified woman says the mogul assaulted her during one of the 2000 presidential debates. In a lawsuit obtained by Page Six, the woman claims Weinstein lured her to his New York City home on a pretense of watching the 2000 presidential debate together. Instead, he claims he forcibly raped her. According to court papers, the sheer size and mass of Weinstein's body prevented plaintiff from being able to escape his clutches, but once he backed up, she broke free, sprinted for the door, and never saw him again. The court papers say that since the alleged incident, the woman has endured severe emotional distress and her career has derailed, and she all but stopped acting. Weinstein is serving a 23-year prison sentence in New York. He also faces sexual assault charges in L.A. A Texas woman is suing Brad Pitt for $100,000, claiming he romanced her and then stole her money. But the star's lawyers say the woman was the victim of a catfishing scam. According to Page Six, healthcare CEO Kelly Christina alleges that she paid $40,000 for the actor to make five appearances at events that she arranged for his charity, Make It Right Foundation, which constructs new homes for victims of Hurricane Katrina. Kelly goes even further, saying she got close with Brad and they even had discussions of marriage. Brad's legal team has filed a motion to dismiss the case, saying he never had any dealings with Christina. Kelly, however, still believes that she was dealing with the real Brad Pitt and insists that she will continue to fight. She tells Page Six, "We've been litigating since March 2020 and I'm pushing back on media. This lawsuit is important for the country, so I will continue to fight Brad Pitt and the Make It Right Foundation. I have 113 pages of organized discovery to support the charges and allegations. I wouldn't expect this lawsuit to go away easily," she says. And Catherine McPhee is pregnant, People Magazine reports. This will be the 36-year-old's first child with her 70-year-old husband, David Foster. The couple was spotted out this week shopping for baby things. Catherine and David wed in June 2019 after meeting in 2006 when he mentored her and other contestants on Season 5 of American Idol. He already has five daughters ranging in age from 34 to age 50. And that is the Daily Dish for today.